Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is a single drop. In this file, there will be a moment where I will finally use the right word in the right way to make you fall into an incredibly deep trance, and in doing so, I will activate any and all links to the feeling of falling into trance that you have. All the feelings that you associate with falling deep, all the sensations that spread over your skin when it happens. But it will be a while before we get there, because this is a long, soft tease into a wonderful state of trance. I know that you'd like nothing more than to simply glide into that state without even thinking, to listen and to feel my words wash over you without giving them a single thought. But I want you to wait. I want you to wait for the single moment where I finally say the word again that helps you fall. Now, to begin, we're going to travel a little bit up, deep between the clouds, because the way rain works is actually beautifully simple. High up in the air, there are clouds, and when they cool down a little, and there's this minute, absolutely almost invisible speck of dust that has drifted all the way up there. Water will collect around it, forming a shape that we know so well. And your journey, your feeling, your sensation is going to be very similar to this single sphere of water. This small little droplet just wants to fall, gathering strength, collecting together, becoming wet, simply to let go of the point of creation and fall all the way down to earth. And that journey for a drop would take an immensely, impossibly long time, while for us it may seem like nothing. For a drop, it is their whole life falling. And as soon as they let go from the clouds, they can feel the wind rushing all around them. They feel excited, aroused with the simple concept of fulfilling their purpose. This single shape, falling farther and further from the clouds, its home, its place where it was born, until they let go and simply fall. But this is not their purpose. Their purpose is to finally reach the end. Their purpose is to splash into nothingness, to feel their wetness spread all over. Inside, there is just the tiniest thing to hold on to, grasping at a straw of infinitesimal size. The feeling of waiting for that single word that will eventually come. And the more we fall, the deeper you travel, closer and closer to the earth in this long, simple journey where the only thing holding you back is the shape of the wind that you fly on. That little sphere of water drifting closer and closer to the ground. This wonderful journey making it so warm and wet. The friction causing little vibrations all over the surface. Beautiful sensations that echo from the outside all the way to the center, to the deepest part of you. It is a journey of arousal, of excitement, from the deepest, feral part of you. A simple droplet will escape, and it will travel just like our sphere of water all the way down, down from the back of your mind, down your spine, falling further and further, deeper and deeper, until it is ready to splash on the deep inside. There is a part of us that we do not control. It is feral, animalistic in nature. It pulls us forward. It pushes deep inside. It pushes its way all the way to the front, to the center of your body, where it is ready to splash. And this journey, this sphere of water is falling more and more. It seems to go faster and faster with little bits of turbulence causing these caresses all over the surface, vibrations inside and out, as if your whole body is just falling and being touched by the wind in every place, the temperature perfectly matched to your desire, the excitement and arousal floating further and further, deeper and deeper, still waiting for a single moment where you finally splash down into nothingness. Part of your mind wonders where along your spine the sphere would be, where that collection of energy is going all the way down, slowly making its way to the place between your legs where there is something waiting. Almost like the feelers of lightning, you know that if it would reach all the way down there, it would explode in a shock of beautiful pleasure, a splash of arousal, a moment, a feeling down deep. Still waiting for a single deep feeling. In a way, your mind is ready, a But your body is still falling further and further, traveling closer and closer. You can see yourself flying from high down, down to the ground. Deeper and deeper you will go, falling helplessly, tumbling deliciously, frustrated and feeling so good. It is almost time for a single desire to grow even more, because there is a feeling. This little sphere of water, this ball of energy, almost down. Down here there are no numbers, no words, no thoughts, nothing needed but that one command, that one word, that one syllable, singing to your mind in a way like nothing else does. A single draw, splashing, falling deeper and deeper into blissful emptiness. A beautiful, small, invisible explosion of pleasure. And every drop will, well, tease you more. But there are no more. There was just a single one. Or weren't there? Were there many? Were there little feelings all over, slowly vibrating, teasing, pleasure, sensation spreading, feelings falling, seeing yourself surrender? Perhaps you could hear the moment of impact, the splash, the wetness, the wanting, the feeling, the craving. Maybe this is all just a fantasy. Or maybe the impact is real. Intense, aroused, wanting, feeling, seeing yourselves so wet, so sensitive, sweet. Would happen now that that part of your mind that we normally do not talk about, that feral, naughty, devious part, deliciously depraved, is connected to your center, to your arousal. What would happen? What fantasies would be unleashed? What desires would be driven through you? In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice doesn't follow, you can awaken with the feelings that are still there. Otherwise, as long as my voice follows, you can remain nice and deep, ready for another.